This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It's back to school time, which means it's back to school lunchtime. This year, kids' lunch choices are going to be a little different, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Public school cafeterias serve nearly 32 million kids every day, which, if you think about it, is a whole lot of pizzas. And now, under new federal guidelines, a whole lot more fruits and vegetables, which may require a little getting used to.
And people say, oh, kids won't eat fruits and vegetables. Well, the reason they don't eat it is because they don't know what it is. They've not seen it at home.
Dr. Janie Thornton is Deputy Undersecretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Under the new guidelines, kids have to take a fruit or a vegetable at lunch. Made-over menus also include more whole grains and healthier milk choices. But the change doesn't come cheap. David Binkle is Interim Director of Food Services for L.A. Schools.
Well, the new rules, we'll expect to see somewhere around a 12% increase in terms of the cost.
Nationwide, the veggier, fruitier, healthier menus are expected to cost an extra $3 billion over the next 5 years. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.